as my prisoner ages. It's no longer an exercise in torture. That ended years ago. The pain of incarceration is far subtler. Days and nights spent sifting through soiled linen, he wanders the compound like a hapless joke, anticipating applause that will never come. I've learned to ignore his yearning for bourbon before noon, his trembling at the mirror as his beard whitens and his thinning hair falls. Coloring his nights, the replay of Janine's suicide, her blood soaking through their newly installed Berber carpet, her dream of a new home blown away by her own hand and his Smith & Wesson 38 mag. As the years have tumbled by, what might be has morphed to what might have been, fueled by the image of the hobbled horse awaiting the lion's leap. Horny, but fearful of impotence, he surfs the web for porn, masturbates before he dozes off, accomplishes as little as possible.